This is the Confidence Blueprint, written by Bianca Saavedra, read for you by Bianca Saavedra. Introduction. Most confidence books were written for people who needed a pep talk. This one is for people who need a method. I want to say that twice, because the difference matters. If you are picking up this book because a friend told you that you're brilliant and you don't see it, or because you just got passed over for a promotion you actually deserved, or because you watched a less qualified peer talk circles around you in a meeting where you knew the right answer and said nothing. You are not the person other confidence books were aimed at. You don't need to be told you're enough. You need to be told what to do on Tuesday morning when you have to walk into the conference room and ask for the budget. I have been an executive coach for 11 years. Before that, I was a corporate lawyer at a firm where the people who made partner weren't always the best lawyers, but they were always the ones who could walk into a room and say what they thought without dressing it in 7 layers of softening language. I spent a long time being the lawyer who knew the answer and wrote it in the memo, and then watched someone else say it out loud in the meeting and get credit for it. I made partner anyway, eventually. But I made partner late, and I made partner mad, and when I left the law to coach, I made a quiet promise to myself that I would not let other capable people lose years to the same thing I lost years to. This is what I have learned in over a decade of doing this work. The people I coach are almost never underskilled. They are almost always underclaimed. They are operating in their own heads at roughly 70% of what they actually know how to do. Sometimes the gap is smaller. Sometimes it is much larger. Almost no one I have ever sat across from in a coaching session has been overconfident in any meaningful, durable sense. They've been overpresented sometimes, sure, but that is a different thing. So when I say this book is a method, I mean something specific. I mean confidence in the form that actually serves you in your actual job and your actual life is not a feeling you have to wait around for. It is a set of practices, postures, and decisions. It is a way of relating to your own competence that you can build deliberately, and it does not require you to become a different person. In fact, if you try to become a different person on the way to confidence, you will fail. The confidence I'm going to teach you to build is grounded, meaning it sits on top of an honest, specific account of what you actually know how to do. That word grounded is going to come back a lot. I want to introduce it now so you know where we're headed. Grounded confidence is the opposite of two things at once. It is the opposite of the chronic hedging, qualifying, underclaiming voice in your head that has been running the show. And it is the opposite of the puffed-up, performative, theater-of-the-self version of confidence that gets sold in airport bookstores. Grounded confidence sounds like someone who has spent 10 minutes looking honestly at what they can do and what they can't, and is willing to tell you about both without breaking a sweat. I have to address one phrase directly before we go any further. Fake it till you make it. I have a problem with it, and I'm going to be clear about why. It is bad advice for capable people. It works, sort of, for people who are at the very beginning, interns, career switchers, people in a brand new domain, and even there it works because the alternative is paralysis. Not because the philosophy is sound. For someone with 10 or 15 or 20 years of expertise, faking it is exactly the wrong move. You don't need to act like you know more than you know. You need to stop acting like you know less than you know. The internal experience of pretending is exhausting. It leaves you constantly worried about being found out, and it doesn't build anything durable. We are not doing that here. What we are doing instead in 22 chapters is building a working understanding of confidence as a craft. We will start by looking at the particular shape of the confidence problem that capable people have, because it isn't the same as the confidence problem that underprepared people have, and the prescriptions are different. We will look at imposter feelings honestly, including the ways the imposter framing has been overused and is now sometimes doing more harm than good. We'll spend real time on the inner monologue, the running narration in your head that has been telling you, since approximately your sophomore year of college, that you don't quite belong in the room. We will catalog what you actually